Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
Top of the morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Anything special today?
Mac and cheese, please.
Mac and cheese, huh?
I can do mac and cheese or mac and cheese.
Where's my mac and cheese?
It's National Mac and Cheese Day.
This day is
kind of like
your show.
How's that?
Real cheesy.
It's so cheesy.
So cheesy?
It's the cheesiest.
Oh, girl, that was cheesy.
Happy National Mac and Cheese Day.
Hey, guys, let's get cheesy, okay?
It's showtime.
Now it's Mac and Cheese Day today.
I know it. Every day's a food day.
We just survived National French Fry Day, and now it's Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, gosh, which will kill you faster?
Yeah. Jeez. Unless you go with the shells, the Velveeta shells.
Oh, yeah. Or you make your own.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
so.
Man.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1922. It is Tuesday morning, Carla, at about 6:07. What's in our big box?
I know.
What is in our big box? You could win grand prize number one, phase one of the 96 Days of Summer.
Very excited for somebody to get, you know, close, even. Just get close.
Well, you have a chance a little bit later on, next half hour, our first of two chances to win this morning.
Excellent.
So make sure you check out all the details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Otherwise, sunshine, breezy, high 106 today. I'm about done with this whole breezy thing.
Oh, see, I'm taking it only because it cools it down a little bit. When
I go
into my garage at 3:30 in the morning and it's 102. Ah, man.
Well, they say the heat will get rid of the corona.
Yes, so. Yeah. 133 degrees it has to be.
Oh,
but
okay.
Sure, okay.
So high day 106, 108 tomorrow. It's about 88 outside right now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Washington Redskins are no more. They confirmed yesterday they're dropping Redskins, but they have not revealed the new name yet. Sources say they do have a name. They have decided on one, but their lawyers have held off announcing because, as many of us know, they need to secure the trademarks.
Yeah.
Get all that done, and then, you know, they will reveal it at the beginning of probably no football season this year, in my opinion.
Okay.
Anyhow, I seriously doubt it. But no more Redskins. Now, listen, if you're going to go to Disney World, you're going to have to wear a mask if you want your picture. They will not let you buy your ride photos unless you are wearing a mask in the photos. So, yeah. Now, they've opened several designated, they called them relaxation zones, where you can take your masks off, but you still have to social distance. Now, doctors aren't happy with it. They say it's kind of ridiculous and irresponsible, but they're certainly trying. This is Disney World in Florida is open. Disneyland is not open yet.
Okay.
We'll see what happens there.
Why is it it just seems like in Florida anything goes?
You know what? We'll try it. Come here, Mayor Goodman. Come here. We'll try it. We'll do it. Doesn't matter.
Even when we do the other news in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, I know. I know.
And replay it in the 5 a.m.
Yes.
hour. It's all the stories from Florida.
They just don't care,
everything goes.
More power to them. Because I think there's a whole state just kind of standing around going, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Bring it. That's fine. Is it not a good thing? Whatever. We'll try it. Is it a good thing? Sure, we'll do that too. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Duck and cover. We're good. And sadly, it was not the outcome that anyone was hoping for. Naya Rivera's body was found yesterday, of course, that star from Glee. It was in that lake, Lake Piru, it is called. Police said there's no evidence of foul play, suicide. A lot of people thought, nope, they said she probably drowned trying to get her son back to the boat. After it drifted off into a current, there were some people on Facebook Live who have been to that lake. They do say it is weird and that the little undertow can be a little surprising. Yesterday was also the 7-year anniversary of Corey Monteith's death. He was also on that show. A lot of people think there's some weird Glee curse. I don't think so. I think it's a bit coincidental, but it is very, very sad. We will try to keep it upbeat for you, I promise. My take for now brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Carla, I know being a father of two girls, they grow up maybe mature a little bit faster than boys.
Mm-hmm.
And same with you. Your father would probably have said the same thing about
you. Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
Especially having a couple of sons.
Yes.
And you
yes.
brothers. Listen to this. This is a four-year-old girl sitting in a car seat, gave a very mature speech on how boys should talk to girls. Now, she had just been at a park.
Uh-huh.
I guess where little boys were trying to get her attention by acting goofy, mm-hmm. and this was her take on the whole thing.
So, we was at the track, and I was just relaxing, and a boy was trying to get me over there, and he said, cuckoo, 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 and that's not how you get a girl to get over there. You have to use your manners, and he was saying, meow, 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 and why would you do that to a girl, and you don't call girls over like that? Okay, guys?
Yeah.
I don't care who I'm talking to, and if I don't know you and it's Denise or my teacher,
uh-huh.
it'll be fine. But if it's a stranger, I'm...
yeah. Yeah, guys, listen to her.
See, when
listen
I heard
to
that...
her. You don't go, meow, meow, meow. You don't do that.
You don't do that?
No, it's not flattering. Yeah, that's... I was going to say, that was your thing.
That was our thing.
That's how you guys... I love when you're like, ka-ka, ka-ka.
Yeah. If you wanted to know who was out.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. That is so cute. We must play that again. We
Four
must play
years
that again.
Old. Like,
that is great.
4 years old.
And why would you do that to a girl?
Yeah.
And you don't call girls over like that.
No, you don't.
You don't, boys. Dumb boys. You stupid boys.
To get over there, you have to use your manners. And he was saying, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. Listen, here's all you need to know, little girl. They have cooties. 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 Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, that is so funny. Cute. And when I first heard that, I thought of you, of course, too, as well. As a 4-year-old, I can imagine you talking about that.
Oh, yeah. That would very much have been. Yes. Mew, mew, mew.
What's in Mike and Carla's big box? We want to know. So dial it up right now. We are looking for caller number 9.
Okay.
702-739-9636. Have you been checking out the big box on the website?
Yes.
Looking at the revealed pieces, putting together the clues. Call now. You have a big shot to win.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Patty on the phone, and Patty, we need from you to identify all 5 individual items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize. What do you think they are? Go ahead.
I think that there's a medium rare steak with rosemary, a baked potato and chives, a glass of red wine, a Caesar salad, and asparagus.
Wow.
These meals are fantastic, though.
Everybody's going that direction.
I love it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? You almost got the first one correct, but you even have to be more specific.
Okay.
But I will tell you, you can play as many times as you want your next chance to win. We're going to give you another shot in the 8 o'clock hour, so make sure you're listening for that. For more details, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Cranker every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
7:09, it is Tuesday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Waking you up. You have to figure out the 5 individual items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize. Details coming up soon on that, and they revealed another piece of that box.
Yeah.
Just a couple of minutes ago.
Just looking at it now, so okay.
Patty gave it a shot last hour.
Yeah.
Got almost one, but you got to be specific on that one.
Right, right.
So everybody going with the meal thing.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Well, that's what you think. Good luck with that. Sunshine, maybe a little breezy today. Good to know there's no excessive heat warning
effect. No, it's just plain hot. Yeah. That's all. Just regular heat.
Just regular hot. High 106, 108 tomorrow, but they say no wind or breeze in the forecast.
Okay.
About 90 outside right now. Are you ready? A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh! man, every day it's something. In Jefferson County, Colorado, they have found squirrels now that are carrying the bubonic plague.
Oh.
It's only July, people. I don't know what August will bring. I have no idea. Ebola hamsters, yeah. Or, you know, I don't know, AIDS sparrows. I don't know. But
Carla, we should realize now that we survived the grasshopper attack of 2019.
Yes, remember that?
And everybody freaked out. And so I have no... And the killer hornets,
murderous hornets. Yeah, release those at your wedding, people. That ought to be fun.
And now squirrels with bubonic plague.
Yeah, plague squirrels. That's beautiful. Oh, it just gets better. Listen, do be careful. Do be careful with this thing, because 71 people in China contracted COVID because of one single elevator ride.
Oh.
One ride. 71 people wound up with it. And they also had to listen to Nickelback the whole ride up. So I just... Do be careful, people. Please be careful. And there has literally been some research, and they're doing studies now looking into things. Things are going to kind of stay the same for a while. And there are a lot of things that people are saying, you know, this will go forever. We will keep washing our hands. We will clean the way we've been cleaning for a long time. No more handshakes.
Yeah.
Another one that was interesting that I read, people don't want to sign those birthday cards that you pass around the office. They'll buy their own now. And no more birthday parties in the office. They're not really doing those because, you know, we'd do it here. Get it, cram everybody in the room, you know. But none of that. And I mention this to you, Mike. I told you off the air, somebody asked a friend of mine to borrow their cell phone.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, that's kind of weird. I don't know about that one. But yeah, a lot of things that experts are saying, they will probably stay in place for good now. This generation is probably done with the handshake.
And the sharing of things.
Yes.
And the group stuff.
You want a sip? Not really. Thank you. Got my own. I'm over here. Thank you. You stay over there with your straw.
See, that's why I bring my own straw.
Yes, exactly.
Because
I want
a sip of something.
Yeah, and you got your little brush to clean it out with. I know. Interesting changes over these past few months, that's for sure. Kind of shaping our lives now. For now, yes, a few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
In a few things we think you should know, Carly, you had mentioned how some people are you know, doing things now that they'd never done before, and they're going to keep doing them.
Right.
Even after, and hopefully sooner than later, get through this whole COVID-19 thing.
Right.
Like, instead of shaking hands, fist bumping.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I did.
Right.
On vacation, a couple of people that, when we went back to Jody's hometown, she introduced me to a couple of people. She goes, I went to school with this guy and this guy. So I put my fist out.
Right.
And they kind of looked at me like, oh, you're one of those.
Well, okay.
I don't know if I'm one of those.
We live in a city with people. So, yeah. Yes.
You're in a town of population like 900.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you do or who you've been around.
Yes, exactly. We all have our bubble.
Right.
You know, we all have our bubble. And I've had more people lately doing the elbows, and I kind of like that. I don't have to extend the arm. You know, I'm not young anymore. I don't have to extend. I can just keep it bent. I like that.
Now, would you sign a birthday card if it came around?
I don't know.
Because that's one of the things you mentioned.
Yeah. You know, because usually they bring the card and the pen, the same pen. And I think pens are icky now. I only use my own pens.
Right.
So I don't know. I might sign the card, but I'd use my pen.
All right.
I don't need your icky Bic that you touched and probably was in your mouth.
Yes,
I do have a Mont Blanc. Yeah. Yes, I do.
702-739-9636. What are those things that now you're doing that you think, you know what, I'm going to stick to this even after we get through this whole thing?
Right.
Just because I'm a little bit more conscientious about, you know, washing my hands, being clean.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, what can it hurt? Staying away from other people?
Yeah. And please don't turn this into something that it's not. We just really want to know, because I just think people are changing. You get used to doing something for a certain amount of time, and then I think you just continue to do it.
Would you let somebody use your phone?
Oh, dear God, no. No, I would not. First of all, I'd be afraid they'd run with it. But no, Ew, I don't want ear juice on my phone. I don't want your breath on. Ew. I don't even know if I'd let you use my phone.
I was going to ask you.
I don't know. For a phone call, I don't know. If you had to look something up, okay. But to call someone, no.
And put it against your ear?
No, I love you. You are like my brother. But I don't even know if my brothers, if I'd let them use my phone. Ew, ew, ew.
All right, look at this. This is great.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're just talking about this research where it's the experts have found out a lot of people going through this COVID-19 thing where they're not shaking hands, but they're bumping fists, elbows, and all that stuff. Not sharing stuff. And that they're going to stick to this even after we get through all this COVID-19 stuff.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to know, what is it that you didn't do before but are doing now? And we'll stick to even after we get back to what we hope is some sort of normalcy.
Yeah, this is very funny. You may agree with this. Mike Dalton said, never been a big social guy. Anyhow, handshakes, hugs, blah, blah, blah. So the whole COVID world, 6 feet, no handshakes and whatnot, suits me just fine. Yeah. I'm good with that. another guy, this is interesting. Steven said, I don't know why, but I was never a big fan of handshakes either. Seems like you're really scrutinized. Either it's too hard, it's too soft. I kind of like the elbow bump and the fist bump. It's easy.
And then what kind of handshake?
Yes.
Is it the standard or do you do the...
The limpy, the brother, you know, your brother's handshake.
Do you shake that thing and then bring it in, a couple of taps on the back?
No taps. Linda said, I would let someone use my phone as long as it's on speakerphone, not near their mouth.
Okay.
And then I'd need to pull out the sanitizer to clean it with.
What about your earbuds?
Oh, God, no. I didn't before let anyone use my... No, I usually have a couple spare pairs, so if somebody doesn't have any here, take them and keep
them. What about your headphones?
My headphones, I would let someone use. They aren't going inside.
Okay.
But I'd have to clean them.
But the earbuds, no.
And I agree with the phone thing, too, because now I don't even want someone touching my phone.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to hand it to someone to take a picture.
It's funny, Mike, because we may have said this off the air. Jonathan said, the thing with my phone seems rather odd because now it's not just a phone. I suppose if somebody needed to make a phone call, that might be different. But our phones are our lives now.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would do that
one. Or how many times, like you just mentioned, you take a lot of selfies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you carry your stick around with you. But a lot of people say, hey, can you take a picture of us?
Right.
And you give them your phone.
Oh, that's good. That's a good question now.
Yeah.
Oh, now.
Will you still do that?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd do that. I might take one and then airdrop it to him.
Right, because if I'm out somewhere, I'm not going to have stuff to clean it off with immediately when it's handed back to me.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of more people texting in, calling in about the things that they will keep, that they'll stick to after this COVID-19, we get through it, and hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, one of our listeners simply said, Carla, you're absolutely right. I'd never let anyone use my phone. I don't want ear fungus on my phone unless it's my ear fungus.
Got to be careful. Ear fungi.
Yes, ear fungi.
Mark, what about you?
I don't do anything. I do everything the same I've always done. I let somebody use my phone, my pen. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
You know what? If you're going to get it, you get it. If not, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to cry about it. Anybody can use my stuff. I'll drink out of somebody's cup. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Not even with this, with the virus. I just think it's icky anyhow. And I'm so afraid someone's just going to bolt with my phone.
Right.
You know?
But I bet you guys are more like that than women.
Yeah.
Because I see what you're saying, Mark. Like if somebody wanted to use your tools or something.
Right. Yeah. What if they don't give them back?
I'll get them back.
Yeah.
They'll kick
some ass.
Then I'm going to kick some butt.
Right.
Mark, have a great day, buddy. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
It's Chrissy. Mike, how are you?
Oh, Chrissy, very good. Thank you for asking. What about you? What are you not going to change after we go back to what we hope would be the new norm?
You know what? I don't let people touch my phone. I used to let them touch my phone, but now after this COVID-19, I don't let them.
Right.
Yes.
It's just not happening. And you know what? If they want to borrow my phone, I'll dial it for you, but you're not touching my phone.
And I'll put it on speaker. Yeah.
And I'll put it on speaker, right?
I mean, usually it's in my Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. You can't touch my earpiece. Oh, that's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
I will definitely do this. You know what? I will tell you guys that I missed you all week.
Chrissy, thank you. It's good to be back.
I was like, man, they're gone on vacation again?
Again? God, we haven't taken a vacation since last year.
It seems like it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love the guy that you guys had. He's really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Jeff's great.
He's like prison in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I love my Mike and Carla.
Chrissy, keep in mind when we're gone, people, you know, our amazing staff that fills in for us. They're not used to getting up so early.
Nor do they care to.
No, they don't.
They don't talk to us for like 2 weeks.
For you, Carla. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think she took the ring?
Oh, days of our lives.
You know what, Chrissy? I don't. I don't think she took the ring. I don't know what the story is.
I think she did because look what she did to the dress.
I know, but I don't know what the story is there. It seems, that one seems odd to me.
She's evil.
Oh, she's evil, all right.
She's
evil, my mother would say, she's rotten.
She is rotten. And I'll tell you this, Mike, you would even be familiar with this one. Hope, who has been on the show for, I don't know, 40 years, is leaving.
What?
She's leaving the show. I'm very bummed out.
Wow, she's been on since she's...
Bo and Hope. She was like 17, I think, when she started.
Like a kid, little kid.
She was very young when she started. I'm very heartbroken over this one. Chrissy, we'll discuss.
I know. Okay, have a good day, guys. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
It's been a while since you got an update on Days of Our Lives.
I
know you watch.
Oh, yeah.
I know you watch. So that probably wasn't that big of a deal. But Hope, that's a big story.
It's a huge story.
We've actually watched her grow up.
Yes, we have.
On that show.
Bo and Hope. Oh.
Well, thank you very much for everybody who texted in and called in. And it's Billy Idol, White Wedding.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So this hour, you have a chance to guess at what's in our big box, the five items.
Mm-hmm.
They revealed another piece of the box, so if you want to check it out, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We'll tell you when to call in. 809, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Jan's on the phone. Jan, what's up?
You guys are talking about the different things that you won't go back to doing after with all this COVID. I never realized, and I will never go back to licking my lips to open one of those stupid produce bags ever again.
Realizing how
disgusting it is. You know, even though you sit there for now 20 minutes trying to get the thing open, it's really gross.
That's some good advice.
Listen, I can't even figure out
which end to open.
Which end to open.
You know what? When you realize how disgusting where your fingers have been, or you just touched the cart, you know, oh, let me touch this apple, whatever, and then you go stick your fingers in your mouth and you're to get this open.
Oh.
Forget about it. Forget about it. Never again.
Jan, I just bought, and anybody can make fun of me. I don't really care. I just bought another 500 one-and-done plastic gloves because they cost nothing.
Really?
Yeah, they were like $8 for 500.
You have to give me a few.
Oh, I'll bring a package in for you.
You'll share those.
Yeah, I'll bring those. Yeah, they're not open. They're like five separate ones.
Perfect.
I'll bring those in for you.
Jan, thank you so much for grossing everybody out.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy you guys so much for just all you do. You make my morning wonderful driving to work. So thank you and have a great day.
Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be breezy. High 106, 108 the high tomorrow. 91 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This just bums me out. ABC is dumping hosts Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews from Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's been the host since day one. He called the gig the most unexpected gift of my career. Went on to say, I'm grateful for that and for the lifelong friendships I've made. That said, now what am I supposed to do with all of these glitter masks?
Yeah. They got to get somebody younger.
I guess. They're saying that you know, he wasn't happy when they brought Sean Spicer on. Not that he liked him or didn't like him. He just didn't want politics brought into the show. And some are saying that because he spoke up on that kind of hurt him. So, you know, John Oates, Hall & Oates. He, in a recent interview, said that he and Daryl Hall did not click at all when they first started making music. I don't know if they click personally now, quite honestly. He said the chemistry was not immediate. The first time we sat down to write a song, to record, tape it, it was awful. He said, I thought maybe we should just hang out and not put a whole lot of stock into this musical partnership. Well, here we are many years later, and they did okay.
Whether they like each other or not.
Yes, and there are some of those bands, you know, they just really don't. Def Leppard, Joe Elliott, he said in an interview that I think aging rockers kind of rule, man. He said, if you're still doing this in your 70s, you're even cooler than you were 20 years ago. He said, look at Aerosmith, The Stones, McCartney. So there's a cred factor there that wasn't there 20, 25 years ago.
No,
so,
cred.
What?
Not crud. Cred.
Like cred. What is it, cred?
Yeah.
Like street cred.
Street cred.
Yeah. All right, Joe. And Maroon 5, they have announced their rescheduled tour dates. Their 2020 tour will now continue in 2021. It will begin July 15th in Chula Vista, California. The one city that is not on there is Las Vegas.
Stop it.
So we'll see. Yeah, it's not on there.
They got to stop here.
So we'll see. I was even looking where we could be wedged in, and it's a little bit tough. So they've been here a lot. So who knows? Maybe there will be something wedged in there. For now, that is my take brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Choose HPN.com.
What's in our big box? It is so cool, and you can actually take a guess right now.
Okay.
You know, Carla, we revealed another piece of the box.
Yes, I see that.
So if you want to take a shot, caller number 9, got to be 21 years of age or older to guess. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Stephanie on the phone. And Stephanie, what we need from you is to identify all 5 items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize, phase 1, 96 Days of Summer. Go ahead.
Prime rib, lemon pie, 2x4 piece of wood, the KKLZ logo, and golf ball.
Steph, like everybody else, you're very close to getting one of the items correct, but you even have to be more specific. You're on the right track. That's all I can say right now.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good.
I love that laugh. Now, remember, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to go for the incredible grand prize package, Wendy Rush will have that for you in the noon hour. If you want more info on the contest, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com for complete rules and info.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in England, Carla, was eating McDonald's outside last week when a seagull tried to grab his food. The guy responded by biting the seagull. He grabbed it and bit the seagull. And now he's facing up to 6 months in prison for injuring a wild bird.
But it tasted like chicken. Wow. Okay.
That would taste you.
My God. Okay. Wow. How did you get the bird?
I don't know.
I'd
be
quick.
So consumed with protecting my food.
Jeez, I know, but quick.
He grabbed it, bit it, and then there you go.
Wow, okay.
Public places have to shut off their air conditioning this summer because the way that air conditioning recirculates the air, it can spread the coronavirus.
Right.
Well, a pub, this is another story out of England. They're becoming our Florida. They've installed an electric fence to keep people from getting too close to bartenders.
Right on.
You get too close?
Yeah,
hey, listen,
I'm sorry.
I just want a Bacardi diet, okay?
Yeah. You can get my scotch for me. That's fine.
Nah.
Thank you. That is great. Oh, my God. Could you imagine that in the casinos? Oh, my God. That'd be great.
Right.
That'd be great.
Around the craps table and stuff like that?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, stand back.
Let me just reach. Oh, I like that. I really like that a lot. Or you have to get shock collars when you walk in. How about that?
Or that.
There you go. Stand back, sir. Don't go in the poker room yet. Oh, man. Well, listen, an elderly couple in Brazil, they purchased NASA spacesuits to protect themselves from the coronavirus. It includes the space helmet, gloves, huge mask that covers the whole face. They wear them on their daily walks. People have been stopping to just take selfies with them, which is fine. They're in their spacesuit. What do they care? We're fine. You want a picture? I mean, you want a picture? That's fine. Come on over here. That's fine. A whole spacesuit. That had to not be cheap.
No.
And a guy in Ohio, drunk, forced his way behind the Subway counter on Saturday because he just wanted to make his own sandwich.
Oh, see, they should have had the...
I didn't feel a thing. Nothing.
That felt kind of good.
What was that? Cops came. They found out that he'd also pocketed a block of Subway cheese. He was arrested. Disorderly conduct, criminal damaging.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and having an open container. You think? Jeez, let him, give him a fine.
You know what? He's probably walking out and then took a look back.
I know.
It's right there.
I'm just putting it in my pocket.
I just need a block of cheese.
Block of cheese. Was it the big one, you know, or just a nice little block of cheese? Poor guy just wanted to make his own sandwich. You know what? It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to start your day off on a positive note. Maybe you saw this. Maybe you didn't. You'll want to go to our website as well after this to see what I'm talking about. This is out of England, Edgware, England, to be exact. Sidmar Lodge Care Home. Now, all of the residents there, and many of them well into their 90s, they've been in lockdown for 4 months. Like a lot of people, their activities director, Robert Specker is his name, he wanted to lift spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to do something since they can't bring entertainment in. You know what? We'll do it right here. He had a great idea. He recreated classic album covers with residents who are there as the rock stars.
Wow.
He did the Bruce Springsteen album, Born in the USA, with Martin Steinberg, I believe is his name. He has the hat in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Vera did Adele's album, Side by Side. These are just incredible. The residents had a great time doing it because he had a lot of the albums.
Right.
Showed them, of course, what they were doing. They had a ball. It became some really interesting, different entertainment for them, and they just had a blast. I am posting it on our website. You can take a look at these album covers. It's really, really cool. You saw some of them.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And you know what, Carly? If you do the math, mm-hmm. if these people are in their 80s, 90s, you go back 40 years to the music we're playing now.
Right.
They were rocking.
Yeah.
So they get
sure
it.
Were.
They know who these bands are.
Oh, yeah, they
And they're
do.
Probably going, oh, I want to do the boss.
I
want
to do that one. Yeah. Who's Adele?
Yes, who's
All
Adele?
Right, I'll do her.
I want to do the Stevie Nicks. That's what I want to
right?
do. Oh, that's
oh
awesome.
Oh, my God. There's Bowie. They Blink 182 they even did. It's really cool.
All right.
Really
very
cool.
good. Well, listen, we're wrapping up the show and we're getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Kane City Tourism. CanabWesternLegends.com. Get your tickets today as we do wrap up the show. Gave people a couple of guesses on Mike and Carla's Big Box.
Yeah.
Woo!
I know.
Didn't have a winner, but your next chance to guess with Wendy Rush in the noon hour. Also, those things that have changed in your life because of the coronavirus.
Right.
And you think to yourself, you know what? Even after this whole thing's over, I'm going to stick with it.
I'm going to keep doing it, yes.
I'm not letting anybody use my phone. I don't want icky ear juice from somebody else on my phone. Some great calls on that. And the pub in England that put an electric fence between customers and bartenders.
I think it's brilliant.
You get too close to the bartenders.
Brilliant. Oh, geez.
I'll take another shot.
A little liquid in there as well. Oh, geez.
So, listen, do have a great day. Wendy Rush, as we said, is up next. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.